Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle.
Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing. Online marketing. Social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business? Hey, everybody. I am super excited to have an awesome guest on the show. His name is Ricky Shetty, and he is a daddy blogger. Hey, Ricky, how you doing today, man?
I am awesome, Brian. How are you doing?
I'm fantabulous. So anyways, our topic today, we're going to be talking about how to monetize your content. But before we get into that, I want my people to know a little bit more about you. So how did you go from being a teacher in Tokyo to a daddy blogger? That seems like kind of a weird, strange trip.
It was definitely a strange trip in both the metaphorical sense and a literal one. So I am from Vancouver, BC, Canada. I finished my university here, and then I went over to Japan to teach English. And I spent a year there studying in Tokyo and Osaka, and then I traveled through Asia, did a couple of years in Australia doing a working holiday, and then I returned back to my home city of Vancouver. So it was, like we said, a strange trip, but it was a wonderful learning experience. And when I came back to Vancouver, I was trying to figure out the next stage of my life and my career, so I tried I started my journey into entrepreneurship. So I was a teacher before, and I tried doing teaching back in Vancouver, but I felt that stage of my life was done with, and I wanted to try something new and novel and innovative. So I tried a few different things, everything from, I even tried network marketing, MLM, that industry. Didn't really work for me. I wasn't too keen on selling stuff to my friends and family. So then I moved into event production. So I did event production, and I still do some event production locally. So I produced different events, workshops, even a 1, 2, and 3 day conference. And then I moved into internet marketing. So everything from like blogging to creating my online courses, having a membership site, doing Skype coaching, even having a book on Kindle and Amazon. And looking at creative ways to monetize online. And one of the things that was, I guess, the most successful out of all the stuff I did was blogging. So I launched daddyblog.com about 3 years ago, just over three, and it's been going great over the last 3 years, and inspiring dads to be the best leaders, husbands, and fathers that can be, Brian.
Awesome. Sounds like a lot of fun. So you got this blog, and I know you have two blogs. You've got the daddy blog and the travel blog. And the question I've got for you is, okay, so you know, everybody wants the blog to build their brand, but how do you make money with this stuff?
Yeah, sure. I can share with that with you. And I'm glad you brought up the thing about branding first, because what I do is I teach a system, and the system I teach is called How to Make, Market, and Monetize Your Blog. And it's really in that order, because a lot of people ask me that first question about, oh, how do I make money blogging? And I teach them more the structure of building up the brand first, the foundation, figuring out who your ideal reader is, figuring out the consistency of your blog posts, even the, like, what are you going to be blogging about? Because within fatherhood or within parenting, there's a lot of different topics you can cover. And within just the blogosphere, you can cover everything from, like, food blogging to travel blogging to business blogging to health blogging, etc. So figure out your foundation first, the brand, the consistency of posting, etc. Then build up your readership. So, and I'm going to get into the money thing, but first you've got to have the readers before you monetize. So you build up your readers through things like email marketing, social media marketing, video marketing, video blogging, doing some guest blog posting, doing some interviews, even doing some contest giveaways, networking both online and off, and doing some speaking, etc. So that's the stages from branding to marketing. And then we'll go into much more of a deep dive into monetizing. So in terms of monetizing, there's three major ways that people monetize their blogs. Mm-hmm. And the first is to create a product or service and sell that directly through your blog. So it can be either a digital product, or it can be a physical product, or it can be a service, such as like if you're doing it digitally, it can be something like Skype coaching, consulting, or if you're doing it kind of on a localized level, it could be like a massage even or something. So some kind of like service, right, or product. And I know with beginner bloggers, they don't really have products and services when they first start off with. So what I suggest there is then if you don't have your own, you can sell someone else's products and services. So that whole area is called affiliate marketing. Sometimes the joint ventures or strategic alliances. So first, create your own products and services if you don't have them, or even if you do have them, still do some affiliate marketing. And the third big way that bloggers monetize is through sponsorships or advertising. And I definitely have done all three, and at different degrees of success. You know, I launched a whole bunch of different products online. Some were more successful than others. And basically, you just work on the ones that are successful and leave the ones that aren't. And we can definitely go in a deeper dive into any of those areas, Brian.
Yeah, no, I'd love to. So let's start off with, I think creating products and stuff like that makes sense. You know, selling affiliate products, we've actually had stuff on that. But I think the thing I want to touch on is sponsorships. How do you get somebody, like I've got the Bacon Podcast, and I want to get some bacon company to come sponsor my blog. How do you do that? How do you find them? How do they find you? What kind of ways do you use to kind of connect up with them so that you can get those sponsorships?
Yeah, so there's different types of bloggers. There's like the beginners, the advanced, and you know, kind of the intermediate in-betweeners, right? So if you're a beginner blogger, probably you're going to have to start looking for companies yourself. And then once you build up your readership and once you build up your SEO, your Google ranking, companies will approach you. So I'll talk about the first thing about seeking sponsors. So basically what you do is create something called a pitch letter. And in your pitch letter, I'll give you the structure more or less, but it's basically like the first part is figuring out who you want to reach out to, right? First is the sponsors. And for example, in your case, it would be like companies that market bacon-related products. It doesn't have to be literally bacon, but it can be bacon-related products. It could be like clothing with bacon on it. Even I know you do shower curtains with bacon on it. Even like bacon air fresheners or bacon-related foods or bacon powder, right? So the, within bacon, there's like a huge different a whole industry of different types of items that potentially could be sponsors, right? So I don't know enough of that industry to actually figure out the actual companies, but I'm sure you do, Brian, so you can Google it or find out the companies that you want to reach. Yep. But you don't just say, dear ABC Bacon Company. You go specifically to the PR person or the marketing manager, and you reach out to that person. So dear, like Sally Bacon or whoever that person is, right? And you just say, dear Sally Bacon, my name's Brian. I'm from Chicago, Illinois, and I have a series of different products and services online, everything from a blab to a podcast to a website to do coaching consulting to do speaking and products. So basically you introduce yourself. You kind of give yourself some credibility, right? The fact that you've built up a successful online brand. Maybe you can go into a little bit of your metrics or your numbers in terms of how many listeners do you have on your podcast, how many watchers on your blog, how many social media followers, what kind of clients you worked with, right? So a little bit of credibility building. And then another part of your pitch letter would be really talking it up about the company. So, you know, ABC Bacon Company, I love your product so much. We use it all the time. I'm a big advocate. You know, I recommend it to my family and friends. So you talk about the talk up the company. And then you go into more about, like, the request. So I'd love to review the latest bacon shower curtain. So this is an inside joke between me and Brian because he does have bacon shower curtains on his blog. And you should definitely check out the Blackberry Bacon blog. So, for example, just say, I'd really love to review, pick a product around bacon, Brian.
Well, there's a company called Bacon Salts that I think it's called Bacon Salts. They actually have a bacon coffin. I don't necessarily want to review that, but they have all kinds of different things. I mean, you'd be amazed at the things of bacon that people have sent me. Bacon cotton candy, air fresheners, rulers, notes. I mean, it's amazing. There's so much stuff out there. So, yeah, I can find a ton of things to do a review on.
Yeah, and I mean, all those things you mentioned, they have different price points, right? So, like, you know, a ruler might be like $2 or $5 or $10. Like a bigger item, like a bacon, you know, a bacon griller or something might be like $50 to $100, right? So you've got to figure out the value of the product, and you also have to figure out the value of your blog. So these are kind of like a little bit more, I wouldn't say arbitrary, but they're not as well defined in terms of figuring out the actual cost for advertising or sponsored posts, etc. But I would say maybe at a starting point would be like at least ask for $100 and up for a blog post, and that can be directly in cash or it can be like a cache and product combo, or it can be a direct trade of a product for a blog post. And that terminology in the blogosphere is called a sponsored post. So it's very different than advertising. So advertising would be on your homepage, either on the header, the sidebar, or on your footer, or even in your email newsletter. That's called advertising. But sponsored posts is basically when you get a company to sponsor one of your blog posts and share with your blog readers, to your email list, and also on to your social media followers. So, like I was going with the pitch letter, basically making that a request. So you just say, hey, I love your company. I'd love to work with you. And I use the analogy of dating. So it's very much of a soft, asking the company out on a date and then seeing if they want to work with you, right? If they don't, you know, you take the no and you move on, right? It's like online dating or localized dating. You can't take it too hard or personal. If they say no, you know, there's other companies to work with. There's other fish in the sea, if you want to call it that, right? There's plenty of fish. So there's plenty of companies that would potentially be a good partner for Brian, right? Or for whoever's listening here, like as a potential sponsor. There's a lot of bloggers and a lot of sponsors. So don't worry about it if the first email you send out doesn't work. And sometimes you have to send out 10 or 20, and you'll get maybe, 10 out of the 20 you send out, you might get 10 or 15 of them who don't even respond, or some of them respond unfavorably, negatively. And then maybe you'll get two or three that will say, yes, we'd love to work with you. We checked out your blog. It looked great. We love what you're writing about, and let's make it happen. And then you go on to date two. So you meet date ones that establish a relationship. Day two is more about like, okay, we've decided to work together. How is this going to look like? And you got to talk it through. It's communication, right? Dialogue, back and forth. Is it going to be directly they're going to sending you a product in return for review, so no money being exchanged? Or is it going to be like just a one-off money exchange where you write one blog post in return for the product and they pay you $100 or $200 or $500 or $1,000 or whatever amount you agreed to? Or it could be an ongoing relationship. And this is something I would advocate for, not just the one-offs, because you've already built up the relationship. You don't want to just have that one-night stand. You want to have an ongoing, long-term relationship, right? So go for the six-month or the one-year relationship, and who knows? You might, find a really good partner, a brand ambassador, a partnership there with the company. So hopefully I've given you some insights there. Any other follow-up questions, Brian?
I love it. And the concept of just getting somebody who's related to what you do. I know you as a daddy blogger can do anything from diapers to vans. I mean, you've actually gotten vehicles and stuff like that. But what I'd like to know just at this section is, on that monthly retainer, let's just say we get somebody to advertise, we put them, in a header of the blog post or wherever we do that. What can people expect as far as monetarily? I mean, what's kind of the range? Obviously, most people, if they're doing a blog, are not going to have millions of viewers. If they are, they can obviously get a lot more money. But what if somebody's in the, hundreds to thousands of people? What can they expect if they do get somebody to come on and sponsor their blog?
Yeah, so I think at first you have to figure out where are all the places or avenues by which a company can work with you, right? So you figure out, like we mentioned already in the podcast, so things like your header, your sidebar, your footer, your email newsletter, even things like social media shares, you can quantify those. Like some people charge like $25 a tweet or $50 a tweet or even $100 and up for a tweet. So I have one blogger friend who has like a pretty big Twitter following of like, I think, 50 to 100,000 followers, and he's charging like $200 for one tweet. And obviously it doesn't take him a lot to tweet. It's 140 characters, and it probably takes him a minute to put it together and send it out. But he's actually spent years and years and years building up that Twitter following of 50,000, right? So that's now valuable. And it's also valuable how many Instagram followers, Facebook followers, how many YouTube subscribers, how many YouTube views, right? Because you spend literally, dozens and dozens, if not hundreds and hundreds, or if not thousands of hours building up your social cred, your cloud score, etc., right? So in terms of the actual numbers of what you can charge, it's a little bit hard to figure out the actual numbers. Like I said, things like a blog post, I think the starting point would be like $100 and up. I've seen bloggers that charge $1,000 for one blog post. Something like advertisement, it could be like maybe like $50 for a header. It could be $100 for a header, maybe like $40 to $50 for sidebar, and a little bit less, maybe $60 to $80 for a footer, right? So if you look at a website, obviously the front, they call it above the fold, that would be the most valuable piece of real estate if you kind of compare it to real estate or a newspaper, like they call it above the fold, because it's like a newspaper, but it's before you've actually read the bottom part of the newspaper, if it's a folded newspaper, right? So above the fold, real estate on a website, on a blog, is much more valuable than below the fold, which is when you have to scroll down. So anything you see above the fold, you can charge at a higher premium rate. Anything below the fold at a lower rate. But I would say around the $50 to $100 and up again, these are kind of like a little bit of arbitrary numbers because there's so many more variables to consider. Like how many people are actually visiting the website, how many total views, how many unique visitors, right? And then are you going to be sharing about that company on your social media? Are you going to be doing a video review? Right, so video, you can charge at a higher rate because not only are they getting a written blog post, but now that you're getting a video, the video can be something like a unboxing. That's what I do a lot of. And because I, like you mentioned, I'm daddyblogger.com, so companies will approach me and want to work with me. They'll send me products in the mail, and my kids love it, right? They're getting like Christmas every day, you know, a few times a week at least, and the FedEx or the UPS guy comes over. My kids get excited because we got a new toy or like a little tech gadget, and we do an unboxing. And it's really simple. All my wife does is she holds up my iPhone or a smartphone, and she does a video of me and my kids opening up the product. And we put that on YouTube. We don't do any editing. We don't even use our DSLR or camcorder. We just keep it simple, you know, smartphone quality, uploaded directly from my smartphone to YouTube. So there's no need to transfer from smartphone to computer because all that takes time and effort and energy. And I want to keep the process very simple. Smartphone to YouTube and then send it back to the company saying, here, we've done the blog post. Well, here's the video. Here's the social media shares. And it's great working together. Let's do it again, right? So that's kind of what the system I use, Brian.
Dude, that is just brilliant. I love it. Great stuff. So, Ricky, you've got some additional resources or a system to help people to better understand how to create blogs, how to use their blogs, how to monetize them. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, you know, I just gave you a sneak peek into some of the systems and strategies I use to monetize my blog, to run contests, to build up a readership, to build up my brand. So those are just some of the topics I cover. I do private coaching on, you know, things like Skype, so feel free to reach out if you want some private coaching. I do have some online courses, and I even have a membership site where I've made a lot of videos and teaching material on the subject of blogging, making, marketing, monetizing. It's just blogmasteryacademy.com. You know, I'm a pretty helpful person, so if you just wanted to get some advice, I'm happy to help you out any way I can. So just reach out to me, ricky@daddyblogger.com, you know, check out daddyblogger.com, or through a Blog Mastery Academy, and yeah, I'd love to help you out. I've learned a lot from my mistakes, and we didn't talk about mistakes, but I made a lot of them over the last 3 years, and I feel I've learned from them. I've also been mentored by some of the best bloggers in the industry. And yeah, my real desire at the end of the day is to help people spend more time with their families like I have been able to. So I don't work a 9-to-5 job. I make most of my money online, and I also run able to hang out with my kids. And what greater blessing is that than being able to invest time with your wife, your kids, and your family?
Ricky, this has been fabulous, man. I appreciate all your info. Man, it's some great tips, and you really jam-packed a lot of stuff into a short period of time. You talk almost, if not faster, than I do, which is awesome. I love it. So, hey, Ricky, thanks for joining us, man. It's been a pleasure. I look forward to connecting up with you again, and thanks for sharing all your insights.
Yeah, thanks, Brian. I was honored to be on both your blog and today on your podcast. And happy listening, guys, and happy blogging.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.